Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're starting a brand new Mishnah, which we have already referred to numerous times. But we're going to have a tremendous chiddush in this Mishnah, which I don't think we've had until now. As we'll see in a moment. Is number one, Yayin Nesach Aser. That, of course, we know. The Oysa B'Koshu, that we've referred to numerous times. But it's not only Yayin Nesach, it's Yayin B'Yayin, meaning kosher wine getting mixed up in Yayin Nesach, or Yayin Nesach getting mixed up in kosher wine. Umayim b'mayim, Yehet Rabbeisai. There's something known as not Yayin Nesach, but Mayim Nesach. That's a chiddush, right? You didn't know about that until now. That's what I told you. We're going to learn something. I agree, it's a chiddush today that not only is there a concept of Yayin Nesach, there's a concept of Mayim Nesach. What's Mayim Nesach? Look at the top, Rashi. Mayim, shenischaschu, shenisnaschu, labodis chachom, noflu b'mayim dehetzer. In other words, just like you have nisach hayayim, you have nisach hamayim. And in fact, even by Unt, on Sukkot's time, we have the nisach hamayim. We might learn it up three separate rashes, hasach nesach, or from a halacha l'moshe Sinai, mayim mem yud mem. But bottom line is, there's a nisach hamayim by Unz on the mizbeach. As lahavu lav the avdolas legavi avodah zara, they also have the concept of pouring mayim in front of their avodah zara. But of course, here mayim is different than yain. Yain stam yain that belongs to a goy, I have to be choishish or choshed the goy that he was menasach with it. And even if he wasn't menasach, we have the inyan of chasnus, which we've discussed a number of times during the Masechta. Mayim, it's got to be mayim shenisnaschu, that I know for sure that it was nisnasach, because otherwise I don't assume that stam mayim was used for nisach, number one, and number two, there's no chasnus issue when you're drinking water together. Anyway, so therefore if you have mayim, which is mayim nesach, that fell into mayim deheter, so just like by yayin nesach it's oisa b'koshu, here too it's asas b'koshu. Now that's because it happens, well, we'll see in a moment. Yayin b'mayim, umayim b'yayin b'noisin tam. If yayin is falling into water, in other words, not that yayin nesach fell into regular yayin kosher, but rather yayin nesach fell into mayim, or mayim fell into yayin, then the shir is b'noisin tam. Now, why is that different? Zokta Mishnah, Ziaklal, this is the general rule. Min b'minoi is b'mashu, v'shloi b'minoi b'noisin tam. If it's the exact same min, then it goes in Asr B'mashu, and it's not the same min, then it's B'nois and Tam. And we'll see Mitchum later on the Amud Beis, and in fact, this is a Machloikis, whether the Haklal only refers to Yayin Nesach, and since every Zehaklal comes to be Marba, something, what does it come to be Marba? So you can see the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, as well as Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. According to Rav and Shmuel, Zehaklal is referring to Kol Isurin Shabbat Oira. Not just Yayin Nesach and Mayim Nesach, but anything. If you have, for instance, non-kosher dam, went and fell into kosher dam. How do you have kosher dam? Yeah, you have dam that was already salted. You salted the meat, and now you have the blood coming out, which is now considered to be just meat fluids. And if you have non-kosher blood that would mix in together with it, so that's min b'minai. Or if you have chicken soup and Purdue chickens fell in, min b'minai. Min b'minai, since you can't be nois and tam, you can't tell the tam, therefore it's b'mashu. Mashenke, two different things, basu b'chala, for instance, ishloi b'minai, that's b'nois and tam. But that's only according to one mandiyam. Another mandiyam holds, no, there is no such concept of kol ha'teira kula, and therefore zeh klal comes to be marba just one item, and that is tevel, as we'll see on the Amud Beis. Yes, Mr. Friedlander?
Mine has no taste. How could it be nois and tam?
Do you know that there's a $1 billion industry that people buy today bottled water? Why? Because they don't like the taste of the water coming out of the tap. They think that the water that comes out of the bottle
taste, because the tap water has an aftertaste.
Apparently, episode taste it has. Otherwise, people wouldn't be wasting their money unless they think that it's a status symbol. Walk around with it. Healthier, New York water may be healthier than the water inside some of these bottles. But anyway, episode taste it, huh? It has. In fact, if it's not nois and tam, it's not nois and tam. But the sheer of any type of min shaloi b'minoi, how are you going to tell whether, for instance, if a little bit of non-kosher chicken soup falls into your chicken soup, and now you have a problem, min b'minoi, how can you go and taste it? Because if you taste it, then maybe it's going to turn out to be that you're eating from the non-kosher chicken soup.
You can presume, mean beninoy, that doesn't you don't feel taste difference.
Exactly.
It's a logical presumption.
Right. So
you don't have to taste it.
So then the minoy, according to our Mishnah, Sakeh B'Mashal, a drop falls in, the whole thing is awesome. However, we're going to see Mechem, the Amud Bey is not so simple. Others hold that it's always been nois in tam, but you can't be nois in tam min the minoy, so then you're Meshayer based on Echod Mishishim. You just have to see how much fell in. If it's a small little drop into this huge pot, then you know that it's less than Shishim and it's good. Yog Dimar. A person has a big chavi, is a barrel, and he's pouring the yayin nesach into a bar. Even if he's pouring a ganze tog, rishon bottle. What's going on over here? We have a bar meaning in a winery where you have brand new kosher wine, and now someone is pouring into it a barrel of yayin nesach. So that barrel of yayin nesach, as every drop falls in, it's becoming bottled to this huge amount in the bar. The bar has it, 1,000 gallons, and you're pouring in this chavis. So initially, one drop and another drop and another drop and an ounce and a pint and a gallon, etc. So as each drop goes in, it becomes bottled. It becomes bottled to the point, says our Gemara, that even if afterwards you pour in 100 chavios, so that the amount of the yayin nesach now is greater than the amount of the original yayin that was there inside the bar, it lechayde shigomim avatel beroiv, and certainly you don't have a shishim situation. Nevertheless, zokta chavdimi and Rabbi Yochanan, it all becomes bottled. Why is it?
We learned before that
Nayinessa,
even with Masha, because of the
Chom. Oh! That's the Gemara's Kasha. But we're not up to the Kasha yet. First, we have to know what Avdimi Amr Rabbi Yochanan says. Avdimi Amr Rabbi Yochanan says that since it fell in drop by drop, doesn't have to be necessarily just a teaspoonful, even if a pint folds in at a time, if a gallon folds in at a time, but you're taking a gallon, comparing it to a large bar that has in it twice 1,000 gallons, so that's each time that little gallon falls in, compared to the huge quantity, it becomes bottled. And since it becomes bottled, even if you keep on adding another gallon, another gallon, another gallon, all the original gallons that fell in all became bottled to the original mass. And so therefore, as each new gallon comes in, there comes bottled to this very large volume of kosher wine. Okay, on the surface it makes sense, but we have a big problem. Our Mishnah, like Mr. Friedlander asked about a minute ago. Tonight, we'll straighten the Mishnah. Yai nesach osim bo isim b'kolshu. If that's the case, as soon as the first drop falls in, automatically the entire bar becomes contaminated. My lav de kanofel isura legav hetera. Isn't our Mishnah talking about in all cases, including the case that Avdimi Amr Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about, that Isser, meaning Yai Nesach, fell into a bar of kosher mutter dika wine, and nevertheless, bekoshu, it touches it, boom, the whole thing explodes, and it all becomes now Yai Nesach. And you're telling me, kama, kama, bottle, rishon bottle. Everything more like, the kanofel hetera legav isuru. Our Mishnah is talking about Dafka that heter fell into isur. Since heter fell into isur, now we're going to say it's the other way around. Even if huge quantities of heter fall into the isur, kama kama bottle. Meaning that each time, according to Avdimi Amr Rabbi Yochanan, you always look at what's the big quantity, then you look at the small quantity. If the small quantity falls into the big quantity, even if subsequently that small quantity becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and could overwhelm the original big quantity, makes no difference because all of those initial drops all become bottled to the larger volume that you have in the liquid is being makabel, the liquid that's coming into it. Aha. And therefore, in each case, according to Avdimi Rabbi Yochanan, if you're taking Isser and pouring it slowly into Heter, kama kama bottle, and the Isser will become bottle in the Heter, even if ultimately, at the end of the day, you have more Isser in this bar than you have Heter, makes no difference because each drop that fell in became bottle slowly but surely. other way around. In our Mishnah, the same thing applies. Our Mishnah is talking about that Heter fell into Isur. So the Heter fell into Isur. The Isur asked it Bekoshu. What means Bekoshu? Also in the same way explains Rashi, that it became bottle because of Kama, Kama bottle. Each drop of Heter fell into the Isur. Even if subsequently it turns out that there's much more Heter than the Isur. There's 1,000 times Heter more than Isur. Makes no difference. That's the Pshat and the Koshu of our Mishnah, because as every drop fell in, it became bottled to the larger volume of Isur. Rashi points out from other Gemaras, that's only because it's dripping in slowly but surely. When I say dripping, it doesn't have to mean, doesn't mean a teaspoonful. Could even be larger quantities, like a pint or whatever. What we mean to say is that the first quantity that's falling into the larger quantity didn't all fall in one shot all at once, because if it all fell in all at once, you don't have this kama kama bottle, each drop became bottle, but rather you could have a situation where the new quantity that you're pouring in, if it comes in all together at once, maybe it'll overwhelm what you have down below. In other words, if in the bar you have 1,000 gallons, and if you're going to slowly but surely pour in 2,000 gallons of Isur during the day, since you're doing it slowly, each ounce, each pint, each quart that falls in becomes bottle. So by the time you get to the end of the day, even though you poured in a total of 2,000 gallons of Isser Dicker wine, as against the original 1,000 Heter wine, it'll all become mutter because Kama, Kama bottle, or the Gemara says Rishon, Rishon bottle.
It's like a mikvah.
Yes, exactly. The same concept. But you have to start over there also with 40 saw, which is less than 40 saw, it's selfish. But getting back to our case, however, if you started off with a bar of 1,000 gallons, and you shot in all at once 2,000 gallons of the Isur, then Avada, that Isur would overwhelm the Heter, and it would be Taka Asur. So as you more Toshima, let's try to bring another right. It says in the Mishnah, Yayin b'mayim b'nuisintam. If Yayin falls into Mayim, the Isser is measured by Noisintam. My love, the Kanofel Chamadis, the Maidetere. The Choyra, aren't we talking about Stam, the Yain that we're talking about in our Mishnayas that fell into Mayim? We're talking about Yain of Isser, meaning Yain Asach. It fell into regular kosher water. Aha. And what does it say in our Mishnah? That there also it becomes Osir. Why doesn't it become Osir? Why don't I say that the Yain that falls into the Mayim, again, assuming that it didn't fall all at once, one major barrel into a small amount of water, but rather it spilled in slowly but surely, then reshoin, reshoin bottle, all of those drops of the wine should become bottle to the mayim, and should be mutter. Why do you say it becomes oster benoisentam? I have no more light. It's the other way around, that the yayin of heter, kosher wine, fell into mayim of isur, of non-kosher wine, the yayin nesach, and in that's the case where we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, it could also be kosher, that's because it's yayin v'yayin, but since we're talking about yayin in mayim, there you have to go and look at the shear, not the kosher, but the shear of noisein ta. And here, once again, since the heter is falling in slowly into the mayim of isur, rishon, rishon bottle, and it's all going to become Osir, even if ultimately at the end of the day there's more yayin of heter than there is the mayim of isur, because rishon, rishon bottle.
You know, this is going to permit the mayim that was originally osir to be heter because the wine is
it's going to overwhelm
heter.
It.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
Well, it depends. The Mishnah is saying that if small amounts of wine pour into this water of Isur, even if ultimately throughout the day, like the Gemara used the expression, kol hayoyim kulay, at the end of the day there's going to be 100 gallons of wine falling into 10 gallons of water, it's all going to be Osur. Why is it going to be Osur? Because even though the amount of wine far exceeds the amount of water, but since it fell in and spilled in slowly but surely, each drop, each ounce, each pint, each quarter became osir to the mayim. So even though ultimately there's going to be much more wine falling in, if it didn't all fall in one shot, it fell in slowly, it will all become osir by the end of the day.
How does noisentam come into this?
Noisentam, if you're going to go and taste this water, is the water going to go and taste like water, or is it going to go and taste like wine? If it has a taste.
It has nothing to do with nice and tam, because it's already nullified. That's what I don't understand. Nice and tam doesn't play a role here, because if the of the wine that is mutter fell into mine that is usher, everything is usher. How does, what role nice and tam plays here?
The kama bottle that comes into the wine, it's going to get the tam of wine. Since it's going to get the tam of wine, then it's going to be stop. So let's start again. Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan introduced this concept of Rishon Bottle. We asked Akasha for Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that it becomes possible culture. Zokti Yimara, that when our Mishnah is talking about not a case of Isser falling into Heter, but Heter falling into Isser.
Right.
When Heter falls into Isser, if, for instance, it's Yayin falling into Yayin, as soon as the original wine folds in, it becomes osir. Why does it become osir? I don't have to look at whether the wine down below in the bar is 60 times the amount of the drop that fell in.
Right.
It only has to be a drop of yayin nesach down below.
Each time?
You start off with a drop. Now you start off with two drops. And now one drop of the heter folds in, that heter is automatically going to become osir, because it's going to become bottled to the larger two drops.
Neutralizes the heter.
Neutralizes the heter.
This is
and that's mashu. Now when you're talking about that wine of heter fell into mayim of isur, then you'd have to have in the initial mayim of isur 60 times the amount of the drop that fell in. Because if, for instance, you only had a small cup of water, which was isur, and the amount of wine that fell in was two or three drops, and you don't have 60 times against it, so in such a case, then it wouldn't be, you wouldn't say kama bottle to the isur, because you don't have 60 times that
even
one.
Even when you have 60 times against, and since we are talking about nisur, Mayim it should be
also. That's what we thought before we learned Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi Amar Yochanan was machadish this inyan of kama bottle, that as one liquid folds into the other liquid,
works to the heter as well. In other words, not only to be aser, but also to be matir the mayim that was also.
One second. Please do me a favor, go back to the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Ki osr avdimi omr Rabbi Yochanan. If you pour yayin nesach, bad wine, non-kosher wine, into the bar, afilakaliyam kulai, it will become mutter. Mutterlach. Even though yayin nesach ases bekoshu, if this non-kosher wine falls into the bar, and the bar has kosher wine in it, even though a kosher who now of the yayin nesach has touched it, our Mishnah said koshu, it makes it osir. Says Avdim Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to be mutter. Faith in Mutanan, Shtetach the Mishnah, that it asks the koshu. So Gemara said, the case of our Mishnah is different than the case of Ravdimi Om Rabbi Yochanan. The case of the Mishnah is talking about heter falling into isur. So when the heter falls into the isur, even though the isur was a small quantity, it was only
osir.
It becomes osir, and that's the concept of becoming osir bekolshu. Not really, literally, the way we learned the Mishnah until now, according to this Rabbi Yochanan. The point is, since you started off with isur, and now the heter is going into that isur, unless the heter that you're pouring in is greater than the isur, if that heter is smaller than the isur, you have a cup of non-kosher wine, folds into it a half a cup of kosher wine, it's all going to become osur. Why does it become osur? Because yayin nesach ases bekoshu, says our Mishnah. Rashi says it goes with the formula of kama bottle. Because that the half a cup is less than the bigger cup, as soon as it folds in, it's going to become bottled to the bigger cup, and it's going to become osur. On the other hand, Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about a case of kosher falling into non-kosher. He's talking about non-kosher falling into kosher. Even though the non-kosher yayin nesach ases bekoshu, no, it won't ask the kosher. Why not? Because it's going to become bottled. Every little drop that falls into the larger quantity of the kosher wine, each one will become bottled, and it will be mutter at the end of the day, even though the amount of yayin nesach far exceeded the amount of the pre-existing kosher wine. Not that it falls off, it becomes bottled.
That is also permission. Because if I say that the chumrah of Avodah Zarah is so great, one drop can aser even 1,000 times as much.
Mm-hmm.
That's
only if Heter falls into Isser. But
yes,
Isser falls,
Heter falls into
Heter. That's the Chiddush of Avdim Rabbi Yochanan. I know you're shocked, and that's the Gemara's Kasha too. How could Avdim Rabbi Yochanan say that you have a whole day, you have Yayin Nesach falling into the bar, and at the end of the day it's all kosher? It asks B'mashu, the kosher. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara said, because our Mishnah is talking about a situation of Heter falling into Isser, and you're talking about a case of Isser falling into Heter. When Heter falls into Isser, even though the amount of Isser was a kosher, a small amount, the Heter becomes contaminated and becomes awesome. And it's kama bottle. So even if you have, at the end of the day, gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of kosher wine, much, much more than the original cup of non-kosher wine, nevertheless, it's all going to become Osir. Why is it Osir? The Mishnah calls it Osir at Koshu, but the explanation of Rav Dimi Om Rabbi Yochanan is, it's because kama bottle, every drop that falls in, automatically becomes contaminated by the original Isur. However, says Rav Dimi Om Rabbi Yochanan, the other way around, you have the same principle. If Isur falls into Heter, when the drop of Isur falls into Heter, you don't say, like when I learned the Mishnah, oh, it's Osir at Koshu, but rather I say kama bottle, and therefore it will be swallowed up by the larger quantity of Heter, and it will be mutter.
What about yesterday's Mishnah with the mashpech, with the funnel and the drop at the bottom?
You think we're finished with the whole
Mishnah?
We're going to have a whole plot here.
And also, what about appearance? Appearance is often a dispositive thing in liquids.
What do you mean?
We don't care about the appearance. Like, is the appearance a quality that matters? If a drop,
and of course.
Right.
That's the Gabi Hilchas Mikvah, right? The Gabi Mara. Zog Dimor by Tatoshima. Let's just continue on in our Mishnah. Yain b'mayim b'nuysen tam. So we already said this, we'll repeat it again. Yain fell into mayim, and now we don't look at koshus, but we look at which is whether it's nuysen tam or not. In my love, the kanofel chamad isur l'mayim d'teir. Aren't we talking about that Isser fell into Heter, which was the case fact pattern of Rav Dimi on Rav Yochanan? Just Rav Dimi on Rav Yochanan was talking about Yayin Nesach into kosher wine. Now we're talking about Yayin Nesach falling into kosher water. And what does our Mishnah say? That it asers benois and tam. According to Rav Dimi on Rav Yochanan, it shouldn't aser benois and tam, because as every drop of wine goes into the mayim d'teira, we should say rishon bottle. It becomes bottle.
Neutralized.
Nullified. And it should be okay. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. It's talking about the kanofel chamer de hetera lemaya de isura, that the kosher wine fell into mayim that was osir. Again, how did the mayim become osir? Like Rashi said, it was mayim that was used for nisuch hamayim for avoda zara. In such a situation, when the wine falls into the water, again, we say that kama bottle, the wine that fell into the water will become bottle. Here we don't go and say that you look at it in mashu. Here you'd have to make sure that the mayim of Isser was 60 times the chamer de teira, at least not that it would be 60 times the other way around, that it would be more than 1/60th of the chamer de teira, because as long as it's more than 1/60th, it doesn't become bottle. So then when the wine falls into the mayim, that's when the Mishnah said that it's asers benoisein tam. And therefore, that has nothing to do with Rav Dimi of Rabbi Yochanan Salocha, because they're talking about the other way around. If you had mayim, if you had yayin of Isur falling into mayim of Heter, that's when Rav Dimi Rabbi Yochanan would say it's mutter, even if it's koliyim kuloi. And they don't say it asers be mashu or benoisin tam, because rishon bottle. Our Mishnah also goes with the same principle of rishon bottle, but it goes in reverse. The yayin of Heter fell into mayim of Isur, and so therefore, as each drop falls in, it becomes asur. Umidereishim b'maydi sura, sefer nami maydi sura. Says the Gemara, l'choira, the Mishnah has to be consistent in terms of its fact pattern. And if you're telling me then when it says that yayin fell into mayim, that the mayim that we were talking about was mayim of Isur, so then the sefer also has to be talking about mayim of Isur. Uktani sefer, what does it say? Mayim b'yayin. We're just quoting the Mishnah here at the top of the Amud, where the second line of the Mishnah said, Yayin b'mayim, which we've just spoken about, where the Yayin of Heter fell into the Mayim of Isur. So the Choyer Mayim b'yayin also means that the Mayim of Isur fell into the Yayin of Heter. In other words, we're not changing the character of the Yayin and the Mayim, we're just turning around which one fell into which. So just like the yayin b'mayim means the wine of heter fell into the mayim of isur, so then the reverse is the mayim of isur fell into the yayin of heter. And nevertheless, we say it can become osur b'nois and tam. But that shven rabbi miyam rabbi yochanan, because as the mayim of isur folds into the yayin of heter, I should say rishon rishon bottle, and the whole thing is mutter. It can become osur b'nois and tam. The whole Mishnah talking about heter falling into isur, both in the case of the yayin of heter falling into the mayim of isur, as well as the mayim of heter falling into the yayin of isur. Now you said, but then we're not consistent. We are consistent. Vereish the kanafel chamer de teila ma'idi sura. Save the kanafel ma'idat teila chamer di sura. Both cases are talking about heter falling into isur. Since heter is falling into isur, then I taka say kama bottle, and it becomes osur benoisinta. Mashenker of Dimi Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the other way around. That isur fell into heter. Isur falls into heter, kama bottle, and will all be what? And with this, we finish the first mandiyama, the first Rav Dimi Om Rabbi Yochanan. But we're going to have another two mandiyamrim saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, we're going to have three, as the Gemara will show shortly. Yosef Yitzchak by Yosef Om Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, same Om Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'ari yayin nesach mitzir tzur koton lebar. I feel like kolayim kulay rishin rishin bottle. So now, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef starts off basically the same way, that a person is pouring in the yayin of isur into lemoshel yayin of heter, but instead of talking about a chavius going into a bar, we're talking about a tzirtzir cotton. Tzirtzir cotton, by definition, means a small little pitcher, not a huge gallon. A small pitcher falls into the bar, even if it fell the whole day, and even if the whole day everything added up, and it's now more than the original kosher wine inside the bar, nevertheless, rishon rishon bottle. So it sounds so far like they're saying the same thing. Zorkti mor nein v'davke tzirtzir cotton deloy nafish amude, because it doesn't have a very strong stream. It doesn't have a large quantity. Avel chavis nafish amude, since the chavis does have a large quantity, loy, then Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef disagrees with Rav Dimi as to what Rav Yochanan said. When did Rabbi Yochanan say rishon bottle? If you're talking about drops and drips and drips and drops. However, if you're talking about that you're starting off with a chavius, even though the chavius is much less than the quantity of the wine inside the bar, nevertheless, that has a much stronger stream as the chavius is pouring into the bar down below. Here I don't say kama bottle.
Because of the stream.
Because of the larger, stronger stream that's there. Oh, well, that was yesterday's more about nitzik chibur, nitzik ene chibur.
Why it should be so, it would be that the stream connects. That's why it's awesome.
Not necessarily.
No?
What our Gemara is saying is, because when do you say the kama bottle, if you're talking about little drops? One drop falls in, another drop falls in, another drop falls in. No, even though at the end of the day there were more drops than the original liquid that was receiving, doesn't matter, and even though it overwhelms it, doesn't matter, it all becomes bottle. However, does zogt Rav, that's Rav Dimi. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef says in Rabbi Yochanan, when would I say that it becomes bottle? If you're talking about drops and drips, because these are insignificant, and therefore they become bottle. However, if you're starting off with a big chavis, huge chavis that you're pouring in, even though it's less, it is such a significant thing that you can't just say, it's bottle. Here I would not say that it becomes bottle. As they zogt Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. And now ki also Ravina Rabbi Yochanan Ashananaya Vart in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Yainesach Shinofal Labor, which is our case so far. Vinofal Shamkita and Shulmayim. And at the same time, or subsequently, or before that, we'll see Mitch in the Gemara a number of tzirim. But Yainesach and a Kitun Shulmayim, Kitun means like a kriegel, like a pitcher of water, fall into a bar. Aha! What is this all about? We're going to have now a situation of three liquids all mixing together. We have kosher wine, we have the yayin nesach, and we have the water. The water was water of heter. water of Heter. The water of Heter on its own was greater than the amount of the Yayin Nesach. And so therefore the water should be Mavatal the Yayin Nesach. That's one way of looking at it. On the other hand, Yayin Nesach together with the kosher wine, Min B'minay Le'Batal, if the two unite and merge, the water is not enough to go and overtake and overwhelm the two Yayins after they merge. So therefore, when you have a case of the non-kosher wine, the Yayin Nesach, and you have the water all falling into the kosher wine, we'll talk later about which fell in first, which fell in last. The question is, how are you Meshayer it now? Do you look at the fact that leave the kosher wine where it is, and royin oisa ki'ilu einai, I'm not going to even discuss it, I'm not going to even look at it, I'm just going to look at the non-kosher wine and the kosher water. The kosher water is greater than the non-kosher wine, it's mevatel it, done, we're finished, and it's all kosher.
Even if it's not mixed.
What do you mean it's not mixed?
The Nesach
wine had to mix with the water. If the Nesach wine stays in one pitcher and the other,
when it fell into the
they did mix in that bar. I don't look at the original quantity of kosher wine in the bar. I ignore that. Rather, I look at the water and I look at the non-kosher wine. The water was greater than non-kosher wine. It's mevatelit, done. So now what this mixture that has fallen now into the kosher bar is kosher. The whole thing is kosher. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that the non-kosher wine goes into the kosher wine. 1 second, boom, the whole thing is now going to become aser. Because it's aser b'mashu. Ooh, one non-kosher wine falling into kosher wine, that becomes aser. Didn't we just say now, according to Rabdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and didn't we say according to Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that when non-kosher wine goes into kosher wine, Rishon Rishon bottle. Zokt Rashi, we see from this that Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Ravdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And he does not learn the Rishon Rishon bottle, but he learns Taka Asis Bekoshu, like you learned and like we all learned before we came to the Gemara.
The thing is, this wasn't drop by drop. This fell in.
Right.
A quantity, even if you hold that the drop by drop is mevatel, here it's not the case. Here is the case that something fell in, not drop by drop. If not drop by drop, it could contaminate.
It could be, the focus of the Gemara is not so much the drop by drop at this point, according to Ravin. According to Ravin, the major issue is which of the three entities do we say takes action first. Do I say that the water is mevatel the Yayin Nesach, and therefore when the Yayin Nesach touches the kosher wine, matzah min hazminoi, and they can go and get married, it's mamish, Baruch Hashem, because it did not become aser b'mashu, because the Yayin Nesach became bottled to the kosher water. Once it's bottled, then you can have the kosher wine and the non-kosher wine dancing together, they're both kosher, and make kiddush on it. Or do I say that, yes, the opposite. Since the non-kosher wine fell in together with the water into the non-kosher wine and the kosher wine automatically, they merge, the whole thing is going to become osir now. Not like Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, even if it's drop, because he holds that it does. Aser b'mashu, like our Mishnah, like we originally learned, the drops of Yayin Nesach will aser the entire Yayin that was kosher, and now the water that's there is not enough volume to mevatel both wines. It's only enough to mevatel the non-kosher wine. But now everything has become non-kosher wine, and therefore it will become aser. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Roinus ahetzer ki'ilu einoi. That Rashi is about a line or two higher than ki osu rovin over Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody has that? It's about two-thirds down the omid. Roinus ahetzer ki'ilu einoi. V'loi omrinan hari ne'esar kol ha'yayin. Again, we have over here a bar of kosher wine. We have over here non-kosher wine, the yayin nesach. And we have mutadika water that all fell in together. So, we look upon the yayin kosher which is in the bar, we close our eyes as if it's not there. We do not say Hari Ne'esar Kol Hayayin. We don't say as a result of the fact that the wine that's falling in is non-kosher wine, it asses all the existing wine. V'rova Hayayin Alamayim, and now the two yayins merge and they are greater than the amount, the volume of the water. To have Yechamerubin, how the yayin is the roif. Ela the Isser Shinovel Greid Misharinen. We're only looking at the Isser on its own, the Ikamay Ruba, and we have much more water falling in together with that Yayin Esach, and it's going to be Mavatel Yayin Esach. Therefore, the Chiddush of this Rovin of Rabbi Yochanan is this Royin. Ignore the greater quantity of Yayin Kosher. Just look at the Yayin which is Basel, the Yayin Esach. Look at the Mayim is greater. Mavatel is a good and good. Let's just finish the Rashi. Alma palig Rovin ad Rabdimi. We obviously see the Rovin argued Rabdimi. Why do we see that? Because according to Rabdimi, you don't even have that problem. Forget about the Mayim. Just the Yayin Nesach alone would become bottled in the larger quantity of the Yayin Kosher, which is in the bar, because Rishon, Rishon bottle. The fact that Rovin has to come on to the Mayim being Mavatl, the non-kosher wine, as opposed to the kosher wine being Mavatl, the non-kosher wine, is a sim that Rovin disagrees with Rav Dimi. Vashmi'inan, the Mayahud Mavatl Chamra, the Mayim will be Mavatl it because the Mayim is a different min, and it's kosher, it'll be Mavatl the Chamra of Isur, but the Chamra down below is not going to be Mavatlit, because if you didn't have the water here, guess what happens? The two Chamras would merge and everything would become Asr, because it Asr is Bekoshu, like we had in our Mishnah.
We're holding Min Bimino here is Asr
Bekoshu,
but
mm-hmm.
That's not
the Mishnah. That's our Mishnah. Zeh Aklal, Min Bimino is Bamashah. Amaskim, we're going to talk about that in the bottom of the Amid Beis. Okay, so this was Rav and Amr Rabbi Yochanan. And now we have another Rabbi Yochanan. Ki Oser Rav Shmuel. Remember about this Rav that we had. We're going to talk about this much greater degree at the bottom of the Amud and top of the Amud Beis, that there's this concept of Royin. Royin says that you can ignore the existing heter. Don't look at it. Just look at these two new waters, these two new liquids that fell in. The water is greater than the Yayin Esach. The water overwhelms the Yayin Esach. The Yayin Esach is now his heter. And now the whole thing is mutter. That's because you hold the concept of right. Royin is the heter kilu einoi. You ignore it. Vashar mayim rabin olav. Now the remaining Yayin Nesach, the mayim is greater. Vanoi say it's going to be mavakt. Now this is the fourth Rabbi Yochanan we're having today. Says something very important. When do I go and say that Mayim will go and be Matayer the Yayin Nesach? That the Kiddush Mayim fell in initially. If it didn't fall in initially, initially means before the Yayin Nesach. So when the Yayin Nesach now goes into the bar, instead of saying that the Yayin Nesach hits the Mayim, the Yayin Hakshedim, and makes it Osur because it asks Bekoshu, I say that this Yayin Nesach hit the Mayim, and the Mayim overwhelms it because the Mayim is a Mayim of Heter. Min b'she'enoi minoi, it's going to be mevatlet. Aye, there's wine oats in the bar. That's the concept of roinus etikil. I know we don't look at the wine in the bar. I only look at the mayim in the bar. Look at the Rashi. Tchila, the Rashi. Koidim yayin esach. The water fell in first. The chinofel yayin esach, ashkechu mayim. It found the water. Hey, water, what are you doing over there, water? I didn't know that you were there. It's there, ubatlua, and it becomes bottled in that mayim. That's the importance of Lishono Shenofel Kiddush Shomayim Tchila. The Kiddush Shomayim fell in first. It met with the wine, the kosher wine down below. But for our purposes, at this moment, it doesn't make any difference because they're both heter. The Mayim is heter and the Yayin is heter. So the Mayim fell in. And now, guess what happens? Fell in now the Yayin Nesach. The Yayin Nesach meets the water and it says, oh no, water, what are you doing here? And that water goes and is mavatel that yayin. So even though ultimately that yayin is going to mix with the other yayin, we don't say matzah minas minay and then it's v'mashu, but we say it already became batel the mayim. If there was no mayim that fell in first, but rather, what happened? The yayin nesach fell in first and it met its brother, the kosher wine. Matzah minas minay v'neir, and it gets verfrischt. The word Neir means like he gets reawakened. That what? The black sheep brother falls into the kosher wine. Now they're going to go and merge. And when the yayin falls in subsequently, that mayim doesn't have enough volume to overtake both the original kosher wine and the original yayin nesach, because since they're merged, all of it is now one shtick yayin nesach, and the mayim is not large enough to go and be mevaklet. Yeah.
This last model doesn't seem to work, because when the water falls in first, the water merges with the kosher wine, and it all becomes kosher wine.
No.
I mean, you can't stop the liquids. I understand if it's solid.
It doesn't work physically. It's all metaphysical.
I understand if it's solid, you can deem something, you can ignore. But here, we know it all merges. And throughout the Masechta, this concept of Yayin Nesach has been a problem because you can't separate out fluids.
Mm-hmm.
This model of halachic Tahara
principle, yeah,
it doesn't seem to work, because when the water hits the kosher wine, it becomes diluted kosher wine, and yeah, the Yayin Nesach is falling into diluted kosher wine.
You're absolutely right. Therefore, you're not happy with this concept of Roy.
It doesn't seem logical to me, logically or physically.
Okay, as we'll see, mentioned from the bottom of the Umud and onto the Umud Beis, in fact, there'll be a major machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan whether we do have the concept of Roy or don't have the concept of Roy. Whenever you have a concept of Royin, it means that you're dealing with Drabbanans. And since you're dealing with Drabbanans, the same Rabbanan that Asir, the same that said, that in certain situations we allow for a leniency. When is that situation? When you have these two mimes falling in, the mime and the yayin, that you can go and say, Royin, we ignore the original existing wine. We only look at the new emerging mime and the new emerging yayin esach. And if that mime is larger than the yayin esach, it's mevaklet. So now this last Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan. The question is, when he said Loishanu, when did we say? What is Loishanu referring to? Others say he's referring to our Mishnah at the top of the Amud. Yayin v'yayin koshu. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan. When did we say Yayin v'yayin koshu? The whole thing becomes also Loishanu Shleinofel Sham Kito Shalmayim. As long as water fell in, don't say yayin b'yayin b'mashu. Ela roi nesayet tekilu einoi. Ignore the existing original wine, vashar, and the original yayin esach. Mayim rabbanu levatel oisay. The mayim will overwhelm it and will be mevatel it. That, if you learn it, goes on the Mishnah. But of course, the way we learned it before, it was going on the previous Ravin Amr Rav Yochanan. So my ikka bein l'demasilu amasisin, bein l'demasilu adaravin. L'choyde this Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amr Rav Yochanan can be learned as a loishanu on our Mishnah. When does the Mishnah Yayin becomes osur b'mashu? That's tafka because there was no mayim. But if there was this other medium called mayim in the whole mixture, then the mayim, if it's larger than the amount of the yayin esach, it overwhelms it and it's metayer it, it's mevatel it. That's one leishanu. Or the other leishanu goes on the Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, where Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan said the yayin esach shenafel abar v'nafel sham kitun shel mayim. When do I say that royin esahet tekilu einoi? That's dafk if the kitun shel mayim was first and the yayin esach fell in second. So the choyra, both pshatim are fine. What's the difference between whether you say that this Leishanu of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan goes on our Mishnah, or whether it comes as an additional addendum to explain Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zoti Marav Musnafkimina Ma'ika Ben Lamasil Amasnisin Ben Lamasnisin La'ada Ravin. Zoti Marav is very simple. If you're talking about our Mishnah, then you don't have to go and throw in Loishanu Elishanofel Shem Kitu Shamayim Batchila. It's enough to say that you're throwing in a Kitu Shamayim in the mixture, whether it came in first, whether it came in second. Royin es haheter kiilu einoi, ignore the existing heter, and instead say, I have the water, I have the yayin nesach. Whether the yayin nesach fell in first or the water fell in first makes no difference according to this pshat in our Mishnah. As long as you have the mayim of heter, it will be mevatel the yayin nesach of isur. And you do not say that the whole thing becomes osir b'mashiv. So that's the loishanu on our Mishnah.
Ignoring, what do you mean? Ignoring kilu einoi. I didn't catch this phrase.
You have a large quantity of kosher wine.
Yeah.
What fell into the kosher wine in the bar? Fell in yayin nesach and fell in water. Now what happens if there was no water? There was just yayin nesach alone. Parsha pshat in our Mishnah, and this is the way Ravin learns pshat in the Mishnah, that the yayin nesach falls in. Already the first drop, the mashu, the whole thing is contaminated. No good. Oy, oy, oy. Now let's go and throw in water at the same time. Water before, water after. Water comes into the bar. What happens if the water that came into the bar is greater than the quantity of yayin nesach?
It saves.
It saves the whole bar. Now how does it save the whole bar? Because the mayim is greater in quantity than the yayin nesach. The mayim is hatter. And we're going to go and say, kama kama batal, it's mavatal, it's meshishim, metial lechishboinis. Yeah, but that the problem is that the yayin has already hit the bar, and the yayin together with the kosher wine have now merged, so now all of it is yayin nesach. So the fact that water fell in now and is larger than the original yayin nesach, shkoyach, but it's not, it's too late, it's not larger than the entire quantity of all the wine, all the wine, that's much, much more. So this is this new concept, the chiddush of royin. Royin means ignore the wine that's in the bar as if it doesn't exist. It's transparent. The only thing that you have in the bar is the yayin nesach and the mayim. Since the mayim is greater than the yayin nesach, it'll vatal it. So even though the non-kosher wine is merging, will merge, has merged with the kosher wine.
I'm ignoring the isser
with the water. But I'm ignoring the existing wine that's there. Because if I wouldn't ignore it, then I would say the two wines merge, and now I have this huge quantity of wine. And that is much larger than the water. So therefore the royin means ignore it as if it's not there. I only look at the yayin nesach and the water. No problem. So says the Gemara, if you're saying it on the Mishnah by Tchila, I don't need to talk about Tchila. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda perhaps is not referring to our Mishnah. He's only referring to Rav and Amr B'Yechana. Why? Because man the master had Rav and boy tchila. Because if you look at Rav, Rav said Yayin Nesach Shanafol Lebar V'Nafol Sham Kitan Shlomayim. Royin is a heter. Now, if you're going to go and tell me that the Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amr B'Yechana adds the word tchila, then he's adding color to the case of Rav and Amr B'Yechana. But if you say that Tchil is Lav Davka, it just means that water fell in. The Rav and Saturday is talking about water fell in. Yai Nesach, and water fell into a bar. So Rav and Amr B'Yechana already introduces that there are three liquids. The only thing Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda could add to that would be to say Tchil. But if he's talking about our Mishnah doesn't talk about three liquids. Our Mishnah only talks about Yayin B'Yayin. So therefore, if Shmuel Bar Yehud is throwing in, that's only when it's Yayin B'Yayin. But if Kitan Shamayim fell in, that could change the whole formula. And there it's ready. You don't need to add the word Tchila, because according to this explanation, Lav Davka Tchila, even if it's later on, you might still say Royin, that it could be Mevatel. Itmar. Now this whole Shaila of Royin, we're going to deal now with Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechon. Itmar Yain Nesach Shenofel Lebar V'nofel Sham Kidu Shamayim. Oh, our case, Yain Nesach Kidu Shamayim. No, this is Machloik, it's Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechon. Omar Chizkiah, Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechon are both on the right. Omar Chizkiah, Higdiloi B'Issur Osur, Higdiloi B'Heter Mutter. The Busmaita Higdiloi. Higdiloi means that you look at what you have initially, and what fell in at the end, and if what fell in at the end now increased the original volume, and that increase was an isser increase, it's osur. What does that mean? You started off with lemoshel mayim of heter, and you started off with yayin of heter, and now you added at the end yayin of isser, meaning yayin nesach, and that came at the end. That was like the makip apatish, if you will. Then it's going to be osur. Higdil v'heter, however, if you started off the mushel with mayim and yayin nesach, and subsequently you added now heter to it, you added either kosher wine or kosher water, so it ended off with heter, now it's mutter. Now what's the svar? Well, what are we talking about? Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi at the top. Higdilu hamayim v'hayayin v'isur. That eventually you increase the mayim and yayin by adding isur. That initially, nofel yayin nesach. I'm sorry. Start again. Mayim v'yayin be'isser. It became higdilu through isser. How? Shenofel yayin nesach besof. At the end, the final liquid that fell in was the yayin nesach liquid. V'higdiloi, and that made an increase in volume. Then it's awesome. V'loy amrinan roina seheta kilu einoy. You don't say in this case roina seheta kilu einoy, which is what we machadish. Ela yain nesach mischaber leminoy ve'ein hamayim rabin olav. So what do we have over here? We started off with mayim of heter. We started off with yain of heter. What happened now? Yain of nesach, yain of iser fell in. So until now we were saying the whole time, oh, yain fell in, and there was pre-existing mayim tchila. Oh, that mayim is going to go be mavatel the iser beroiv, and roinisa as a heter kilu einai. Ignore the existing wine. Just look at the mayim. The mayim will make it kosher, and everything will be fine. Chizkia disagrees with that. Why does he disagree with that? You heard Barry, who was so upset about this before, about this whole concept of roin. He said it's not logical. It's not halachic. The whole Gemara, etc. He said, I don't know where you take this from. The water fell into yain of heter, very good, beautiful. Now it all became mixed, a diluted wine, and now the yain of issa, yain nesach fell in. Why don't I go and say matzah minas mina? The whole thing should be asur. And in fact, that's what Chizkiya says. Hey Diloy, I was magdil the original quantity of mayim kshedim and the yayin kosher by throwing in now the yayin nesach. Now it became higdilo, and now it became elevated and increased. Since that final makim patri fulfillment was iser, the whole thing becomes asur. And I don't say that the original water in the bar will mavatel this brand new yayin nesach. Rashi adds the koshke and naflumayim besoif kinamar liel, and certainly if the mayim only fell in later, so you had the opportunity of the two yayins to merge initially, and only after that the mayim fell in chavada nevada, then it's going to be awesome.
So what's the deal with the heter mutter?
That's the next case. What happens the deal with the heter? Your case shenafel yayin heter besoif. What means yayin heter besoif? We started off with non kosher yayin nesach with kosher water. The water was greater than the yayin nesach, mevatel the yayin nesach. That wasn't the problem. And now new yayin of heter comes in. Oh, why don't I say in this case also the two water, the two yayins merge, because I have here diluted wine inside the bar. Now this new yayin, the yayin of heter comes in. Shenofel yayin heter besoif, kvar botel yayin nesach b'mayim, shemayim rabu olav, since initially you had water and you had the yayin nesach, and the water was mavatel the yayin nesach, so the yayin nesach is kilu einoy shenishdu. Now mishabot legamri, even though new wine is now entered into the bar, and if you added that yayin of heter that into the bar, to together with the pre-existing yayin nesach that was in the bar, that would be greater than the amount of water in the bar. Makes no difference. Shuv einei choizim neir. It does not reawaken and become awesome.
So you can launder non-kosher wine, basically.
How could you launder it?
I mean, basically, if you have water,
you should know ein mevatel iser b'chila. We're talking about all cases that you did a bidyem.
Effectively, it's a mechanism whereby non-kosher wine became, as it were, laundered. By using water, you have water, and non-kosher wine entered into the water.
You could say that by all iser, Brother Shai.
True.
You can say by all these
sermons. Yeah, but it's so radioactive. I thought it was like impossible.
Yeah, Abazai Kumtes. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon says, I feel Higdilu be Isser Mutter. Even in the first case, Higdilu be Isser is also Mutter. What's the reason why? Remember, what was the first case? That you had Mayim and Yayin of Heter. What fell in afterwards? Yayin Nesach. Says Rabbi Yechon and Royin, that I look upon that original water as if it's a separate entity. Ignore the existing wine that was there before. Just look at the water. That water will be greater than the amount of the yayin nesach falling in. Even though the final liquid that fell in was the isadika, nevertheless, it's mutter. And as the Gemara will say in a few lines, the machloikis is this royin. And like Rashi just saying on his own, Rashi said v'lo yamrin and royin in the first Rashi by Chizkiya lo yamrin and royin, but for Rabbi Yochanan, yes royin. We look upon it as if the heter is not there, and therefore the mayim will be mevatel the iser. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't understand the machloikis that way. Rabbi Yirmiyah understood the machloikis to be not a royin machloikis, but rather the achroin machloikis. What fell in at the end? As Rashi says at the very outset of this, Rashi, Umle Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabseira, Rabbi Yirmiyah have a kimle betamayu. He didn't really understand the reasoning of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. The sum of the tam, the Chizkiya, mishim, the achron, aniba. I always look at the makim patish, what falls in at the end. So look at the Gemara. Only Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. Leim Mechaz Rabbi Yochanan Pluk to Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan Kamei Flegit. L'chori Dei Machloik, the same Machloik is as Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan. Titnan. So are starting tomorrow at around 11 o'clock. There's a din of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzeh, you're not allowed to see Sa'ar, so this is somewhat timely. Sa'ar Shulchun, Mishal Truma, Shinof L'toycha Issa, they both fell into Issa, into a dough, but the sourdough of Chulin and Truma fell in. Loi Bezer Kedei Lecham, Loi Bezer Kedei Lecham, it's each one of them on their own was not sufficiently sour to cause the Issa to rise and become Chavetz. Then it's starful, but as a result of the fact that I had both the Sa'ar of Chulin and the Sha'ol Shatruma. Now it's already enough. V'chimtzoy, and it caused the Taka to rise. Now here we're not worried about a Chometz on Pesach situation. We're worried about, is this bread now, is this now have a din of Truma? Does it have a din of Chulin? But look at the last quantity that came in. Assuming that Sha'ol Shal Chulin came in first, since the Sha'ol Shal Chulin was not able to cause it all to rise on its own, you needed both of them together, like the Mishnah said, loy pezek kedei lechamis, loy pezek kedei lechamis, you need the tziruf of both. This or of chulin didn't do the trick. Now the truma fell in. Now it becomes truma. Vice versa. If you started off with truma, truma itself didn't do enough to go and cause it to rise. So it basically didn't do its job. Now the chulin falls in. The chulin causes it to rise. Ah! And has a din of chulin. That's Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer holds you go after the achrin. And the chum aymer, chum say I ignore achrin. Ahina her pein shenafel isem betchilabed besoif. Ainay also shehei boy kedei lahachnet. The chum have a very strong rule over here, and the ma'isa there. Therefore, they're mekel, and they're saying the only time the truma could go and aser and make this bread into truma bread would only be if there's enough sa'ar of truma. If the Sa'ar of Truma on its own cannot accomplish it, is Gunish. Aha. Okay, so I see Reb Lezer focuses on the Achrayim, and the Chum say it doesn't really make a difference. And that's the Chayda Machloike says Reb Yemi between Chizki and Reb Yochanan. Because Chizki also said, he deals with Isser, if the final thing is Isser, it's Asser. If the final thing is Hatter, it's Mutter. Oh, that sounds just like Chizkiya. And the Chachom, let's say it really doesn't make a difference which way. Oh, that's Reb Yochanan. After they deal with Isser also, but it doesn't make a difference. It comes in first, it comes in last. It doesn't make a difference. Ah, so the Chayda doesn't make a difference. Says more of a Tizba without the Chayda, that cannot be the Pshat, because Vam Rabbaya. Abai, when he was learning that Mishnah about the Sa'ar Shel Chulin v'Shel Truma, he said, Loishanu, when do I say that according to the Chachamim, that if the last thing, or not actually the Chachamim, according to Blezer, that Achron Nibah, that if the final thing that fell in was Chulin instead of Truma, then I say that it's Mutter, and Shekona Vesilikas Issa, the Tzavka, if he removed the Truma first. So the only thing which is left now in this dough is only the chulin. However, if he didn't take out the truma is still there, and therefore it's still doing its fermenting and its leavening together with the truma, with the chulin, then it's asur. Aha. So if that's the case, according to Abaye Chizkiya the Omer Keman, so then how did Chizkiya, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that Chizkiya is just repeating what Reb Lezer said, did you go after the Achrayim? When can you talk about removing Rishoins and leaving Achrayins, like Abaye said? You can only talk about solids. But you're talking about liquids, you can't go and say now, okay, since we have both Yayin Nesach and kosher wine,
remove the Yayin Nesach and leave the kosher wine.
You can't remove it, it's all mixed in together. And so therefore, you cannot say, according to the way Abai is learning that Mishnah, that Chizkiya is going according to Reb Lezer. So Elohacha, so what is the Machlokes? Like we've been saying all along, but Chizkiya less later, and it doesn't hold to this concept of Raya. And therefore, what was the case of Chizkiya if you had originally Mayim, and you had originally Yayin Kosher that fell in together? And that's what happens now. Now Yayin Nesach falls in. So according to Reb Yochanan, that's fine. The Yayin Nesach, we ignore the kosher wine. The water that's there from before is larger in quantity than the Yayin Nesach, and therefore it'll be in the Mavatalit. Kama, Rishon, Bottle, and it'll be fine. Says Chizkiya, I don't believe in that. Since I have over here the Mayim Shel Heter, not the mayim. I have the yayin shel heter, and the yayin nesach fell into it, even though there's water. But the yayin nesach that falls into the yayin ksheirim, guess what's going to happen? Matz minis minay. They're both going to go merge. Now it's going to be one big, big liquid of yayin nesach of isur, and the mayim is not going to be big enough to go and overwhelm and to mevatel that larger quantity of wine. Why does the Chizki hold that way? Because he doesn't hold the v'rayim. However, Rabbi Yechon is saying, Rabbi Yechon says they do hold of Roy, that I ignore the kosher wine. I only look upon this as if there's just water and the Yayin Nesach. The water is greater than the Yayin Nesach, and it will be Mevatlet. Does he hold tak of such a concept? And he went and was moizig in each one of them. In other words, like your normal Meziga, he took the wine which was syrupy, and now he made it roy to drink. Now he mixed the two koises of one of chulin and truma together with one. Mahu, he asked him, what's the halacha in this case? And he wasn't poishit for him. Then why wasn't he poishit for him? Why don't they go and say that the water that you poured into the two koisois to be moizik
outnumbers the wine.
It outnumbers the wine. Yes. Add all the water together, and that would certainly be greater than the truma wine alone, but it's not enough to overwhelm both the chulin wine and the truma wine once they have merged together. And therefore, that was the shayla that Abbas is asking Rabbi Yochanan. Do I look upon the merged water to be able to overwhelm the two wines which have merged, the chulin and the truma? Or do I say no, that there's only, and there's not enough water to mevatel the chulin and the truma, but there is enough water to mevatel the truma alone? So, what is this shayla? This is a royan shayla. The royan shayla is, if I ignore royan, if I learn like Cheskia learns, that there is no such concept of royan, then the chulin and the truma wine are going to merge, and they're going to be greater than the amount of water that you're pouring in. And therefore, it's going to be osir, it's going to be truma. On the other hand, if you're going to go and say, no, don't look at the chulin, put it aside, as if it doesn't exist, Royan Kilu Einoi, I only have the truma, the water of the combined, the truma and the chulin water is enough to go and overwhelm the truma is going to be mutter, and now the whole thing will be mutter. So this is the shaylut of Asi Aster B'Yechon of Leposhul, he wasn't poshut. Why wouldn't he poshut Royan, and therefore the whole thing is kosher? Says, you might make Korle Poshul, Taka initially, Taka didn't know, Lipsoif. After our Gemara Poshele. In other words, initially, Hitaka, when Abasi originally raised the issue, Rabbi Yochanan says, give me time to think about it and do research and review and the Svaras and in there, and in. Eventually, Paskin like he Paskin in our Gemara that we hold from the Svara of Rai. Itmanami, Taka, we learned, Amrabami, Amrabi Yochanan, Amrabi Yochanan, Amrabasi, Amrabi Yochanan, Pays Kois Echachum Yachachal Truma, Umazim Yerven Zebeze, Roin is Etikil Einoi, ignore the kosher chulin wine, just look at the water, Vashamayim Rabban, all of a battle, he says it's going to be Mavatal, the Truma wine. Very exciting sugya. And now we're ended with Royan, and we go back to our Mishnah. From here to the bottom of the Omid, Rabbi Sai, is much easier, Baruch Hashem. Zehaklal. Min b'mina b'mash yishloi b'mina b'noyis in tam. Now, whenever it says ze'aklal, as we know, comes to lasu yemai. So before we get lasu yemai, first we're going to introduce Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Yom Shavai, kol yisun shabat toira, b'mina b'mash yishloi b'mina b'noyis in tam. This halacha that we said in our Mishnah about Yayin Nesach applies kol toira kula. It applies to basa b'cholav, it applies to chazer, it applies to dam, to chaylev, any is in the toira, you have to look at whether it's min b'minoi, mashu. So now, Zehaklal Lasuya Mai, what is this Zehaklal of our Mishnah? What is the Lasuya Mai? Lasuya Kol Sun Shabbat Torah. That's the Lush in the Mishnah. Zehaklal, every Kol Torah, Kulamin, the Minoi, the Mash, the Minoi stuff. It's very, very simple.
It includes a lot. That's a cloud in
the Mishnah. It includes all Tariag Bitses. And the Yerk Mishnah, okay, number two, Kol Sun Shabbat Torah, Bain Beminon, Bain Shaloi Beminon is Benoi Sin Tam. This is where we pass in the Baisa. You notice that there's a base there. So anytime you hear someone saying, Min Bamina Mamashu, that's a beautiful, beautiful limud, that's Takar Mishnah, that's Rav and Shmuel, but we don't pass in that way. In Min Baminoi, it's all the sheer of Shishim. Aha, so what's the din? Chutz says Rabbi Yechon Shlokish, except for Tevu V'yayin Nesach. Tevu V'yayin Nesach are two exceptions to the rule. Yain, that's of course is our Mishnah. What's Allah Mina b'mashu? Shalei b'mina b'vinoy sentan. So now the question is, v'zeh aklal asuyeh, what is the aklal of our Mishnah coming to include? It's not coming to include kol ha'teira kula, because kol ha'teira kula, bein b'mina mishlei b'mina b'vinoy sentan. The only thing it could come to include would be tevel and yain nesach. But it can't include yain nesach. Exactly, and that's the whole focus, the whole subject of our Mishnah. So therefore the aklal comes to be marbet tevel. The why is tevel different than anything else? Manishtana mikol. Yeah, that's the next gemara we're going to talk about in a moment. Tani gavas Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel. Tani gavas Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish. Tani gavas Rabbi Shmuel. Doctor Brisa call isurin shibatayin b'mina mashlim b'mina ma'isin tam. Word for word like Rabbi Shmuel. Tani gavas Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish. Call isurin shibatayin b'mina mashlim b'mina ma'isin tam. Even min b'mina ma'isin tam. Chutz mitavliyayin. Word for word like Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish. Two Brises. Same machloikis of Amiroyim is the same machloikis of Tanai. Yishokti more chutz mitavliyayin v'nesach. I understand why the Chum said, even a mashu, Chum Rabbi Yitzchokhovim, El Tevel my timer. What's the reason why Tevel is also a mashu? Manishtana. Says, Himor Keteiroi Kach Isuroi. Tevel, Heter is like Isur. What does that mean? The Omashmuel. Chita Achet Beteris is a Kriya, me afilim et a mashu. You don't need 1 out of 40, 50, 60. That's only Drabban. Minatoyne, Chita Achet is enough. Aha. And therefore, Jokti Gemara, just like the Tevel is Osir because of a mashu, you can go and be Mavatal the Tevel, min beminoi, bemashu. So, if you're telling me, Hokhli, Tako, learn the Braisa, Beme Omru, Tevel, Oyser, Bekoshu, beminoi. Shloim beminoi, benoisin tam. By Tevel, when do we say the Asa, Bekoshu, Dafke, beminoi? Shloim beminoi, Tako, benoisin tam. So, therefore,
yeah. And what about Chavitz? We're thinking, Yainesach, Medame, Mamachmitz, and Menasech. Are triplets? They usually go together. So chametz, eretz erev Pesach tonight. Mm-hmm. Chametz, why is chametz aser b'mash? Why isn't it batel? Why isn't chametz batel? I mean, I'm expecting to see something about chametz coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it will. Yeah, I guess you have to wait. We have to see Mitzvah next Mishnah, next Gemara. In fact, the next Mishnah talks about oisim b'kolshu. Yeah, inesach with chametz eris levuvin sharen niskel egla ruvin spayra matzayra pasu b'chol avisiyah.
Chametz. I'm looking for the chametz today.
We got a few more blads, you know.
Because chametz here.
Okay.
Because those three things went together.
Yeah. All right. Have a wonderful day. One and all.